We've been stretching all summer, stretch, and we're going to stretch a little more this Sunday. The last few Sundays, again, if you need to catch up, you can always go to YouTube and catch any of our recent services, and maybe good when you're traveling or in and out for summer vacation. But we've been stretching our faith and stretching in our finances and stretching in our praise because it is good to stretch. It's good to stretch. I've learned that life and stress and struggle, they create a stiffness in our lives. We get stiff because of the stress, because of the struggle. We get stiff in our approach to others. It's easy to become standoffish, and that's where it starts. But before long, we can easily become standoffish with God too. And the more that happens, the more inflexible we become, and that just creates discomfort in our lives, and that discomfort becomes a way of life. Just look at your neighbor and tell him, I need to stretch. I need to loosen up. I need some flexibility in my life. Psalm 143 and 6 said, I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsts after thee as a thirsty land, Selah. He said, think about this. I'm stretching my hands. I'm stretching my way toward the Lord. Say it one more time to the other neighbor. Tell him, I need to stretch. You're going to see me stretch today. I need to get some flexibility in my life. But I'm not just going to reach for anything. I'm going to reach for the Lord. I'm going to reach for the things of God, because his goodness and his mercy and his strength make the difference in my life. And I this may seem odd today. Y'all may be ready to run me out of here after today, but I'm going to talk to you about the benefits of stretching. The benefits of stretching. I don't have a diagnosis for you today, but I really am amazed at how nature will teach us. 1 Corinthians 1 and 27 says that God chose the foolish things to shame the wise. In other words, he chose very simple things. He chose things that you may think, well, there's nothing to that. That's of no consequence. But yet, that simple thing, that foolish thing, that throwaway thing, it will shame the wise. It will confound the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. That means your answer is really not as hard as you've made it out to be. Wisdom may not be as far from you as you thought. Breakthrough may not be as far as you first believed it to be. Healing, your healing could be around the corner. Does anybody believe that today? And so I want the Lord to make it simple for me. I want him to break it down in terms that I can easily understand. I was reading the other day in the news, and there was some comments, and somebody said, I need you to explain this to me like I'm 5 years old. In other words, I don't need all this fancy language and these words I do not know the definitions to. I need you to make this so clear to me. I want to know exactly how this is supposed to work in my life. And I believe that's what the Lord wants for us. He wants to make it so clear to us. He wants to make it so plain to us. He wants to make it so certain to us that even our five-year-olds in the room today can understand it. I want that kind of of revelation in my life. So I'm gonna give you seven benefits of stretching. Seven benefits of stretching. The first benefit of stretching is that it increases flexibility. Stretching increases flexibility. That's what the definition, the medical terminology, the encouragement from those that regular stretching improves your range of motion and supports better movement. Let me ask you today, how long has it been since you have been moved by God? How long has it been since you have been moved by God? Well, let's define that. What does that look like? Does that mean I'm sitting here and a tear wells up in the corner of my eye? Sure, that's included. But I see movement all throughout the Bible. How long has it been since you've moved, since you've stretched yourself in worship, since you've lifted your hands as high as you can get them and stretch and just see what all may be possible in the Lord? You say, Pastor, that's just emotion. I believe I could make a case today from the Word of God that He wants us to move. He wants us to move with His Spirit. He wants us to move in His presence. Because here's what I've learned about stretching. Stretching allows you to bend without breaking. It allows you to bend without breaking. The psalmist said that righteousness should be like palm trees. The righteous, the believer, they should be like palm trees. Psalm 92 and 12, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon, because regular trees break. Regular trees just snap in two. We've had storms recently. Right outside of my neighborhood was a very large tree, and in one of these recent storms, it was just completely uprooted and fell across the road, and traffic was blocked for hours. All of these things happened, but the palm tree, the wind can blow as hard as it wants to blow. The rains can fall as crazy and is swirling as they choose to come, but the palm will not break. And he said, that's how I want your faith to be. If you're rigid, if you're stiff, if you're inflexible, wind is going to blow and it's going to knock you down. It's going to set you on your side some kind of way. But if you are like the palm tree, if you have increased your faith flexibility, then guess what? The winds are going to blow and you may lean for a minute, but you're always going to come back to center. Why? Because you've been stretching. You've been preparing for these moments. I don't know who feels the wind in your life right now, or who needs to prepare for wind that's going to blow in your life in the coming days. But I'm telling you, if you will start stretching yourself in the Spirit, if you will start stretching yourself in prayer, if you will increase your flexibility, then the wind can blow, but you will not break. You will not break. You will not break. Here's the second benefit of stretching. Stretching improves posture. Stretching improves posture. Anybody else just feel like stretching right now? I'm talking about it. Just you know, I'm not quite ready to touch my toes yet, but let the anointing keep working, and I might get there. But it improves posture. Stretching helps relieve tight muscles and helps relieve tight muscles that can pull your body out of alignment. I already said it in the opening few moments that life and stress and struggle, all of those things create stiffness. You ever get a catch in your back? Anybody, you've had a catch in your back, you don't quite know how it happened, but that little catch in your back, all of a sudden you're hunched over or you're leaning one direction because there's just one certain spot you can bend into that you will not feel that sharp pain. And so, before long, hours turn to days and you're walking kind of hunched over. You're walking lean. What happened? Your body is out of alignment. And then they're trying to get you to a chiropractor. They're trying to get you somewhere that can readjust. Sometimes we need a new adjustment. Sometimes we get out of alignment. We get out of posture. And before long, you are out of alignment with the things that matter most in your life, and you are no longer walking right. The Bible said that we walk by faith and not by sight. If I'm going to walk by faith, and I can't be walking off to the right, I can't be walking off to the left. I got to be able to walk in my faith. And so I've got to stretch because we know that things are going to happen. We know that life is going to happen. Jesus said in Luke 21, when these things begin to take place. I know he's talking about end times, but I feel like we're living in the end times. I know he's talking about a day that we wondered if we would ever see. I believe we are seeing that day. And he said, when these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads. When you see things start to happen in life, he said, I'm calling you to stretch. I'm calling you to lift up your hands and to lift up your head and to get your posture right. Why? Because your redemption is drawing near. Your redemption is on the way. And so when you feel the heaviness, you need to stand up and lift your head. Who am I talking to today that needs to be encouraged? This is not a season for you to have your head down. This is not a season for you to have your shoulders slumped. This is not a season for you to be in a give up posture. You need to stretch yourself in worship. You need to reach back and say, wait a minute, I'm going to square my shoulders and make sure my posture is right, because I'm not going to live in the posture of defeat. I'm not going to live in the posture of broken. I'm not going to live in the posture of broke. I'm going to square my shoulders and say, wait a minute, I am the head and not the tail. I am above only and not below. Who are you? I am a child of the living God. I have rights, and I plan to exercise them, because stretching improves posture. David said, lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Lift up your head. Square your shoulders, because stretching improves posture. Here's the third one. Stretching reduces the risk of injury. It reduces the risk of injury. It doesn't eliminate the risk of injury, because stretched muscles are less likely to tear or strain during physical activity. Listen, we know life is dangerous, but this faith life, it's not for the faint of heart. I meet people all the time that feel like they're coming in from the world. They're coming in from storm. They're coming in from crisis. They're coming in from chaos. And it's like, oh, I'm fine. It's like this hot weather we have been having. When you get into a room, you know, that's just good and cold, it's like, ooh, I just need to stand here a moment and just recalibrate. I just need to stand here a moment and just allow that cold air to wash over me and to recalibrate my temperature. I know life can be crazy and everything can get really wild, and I feel like I'm coming in from the heat. I'm coming into this cool freshness and vibrance and the presence of the Lord. But hear me, you need to know that when you get in the presence of the Lord, that's when the enemy really starts to take notice of you. That's when you finally come on his radar. You say, then what was all that happening when I was in the world? You was just doing all that yourself. But when the enemy trains his weaponry on you, now you're about to fight the fight of faith. First Peter said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is walking about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. I need to stretch so that I'm ready for the fight. If you've ever watched a boxer, from the moment they come out of that tunnel, they're moving, they're dancing. What are they doing? They're just showboating? No, they're trying to get loose. They're trying to make sure that their muscles stay loose. They get in the ring, and we talk about now in the red corner. The announcer says, now in the blue corner. And all the while, that boxer's just dancing. He's got his feet moving. What's he doing? He's preparing himself for the fight. I'm not going to start worshiping when I see a bullet coming my way. I'm not going to start praising when I see the attack. I'm going to be loose. I'm going to be in the presence of the Lord saying, what are you doing? I'm stretching. I'm preparing. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know what's coming next week, but I know I'm ready for the fight. He's not going to catch me unaware. He's not going to catch me ignoring his. I'm ready for the fight. And if I'm stretched out, it's going to reduce the risk of injury in my life, because I'm prepared for this moment. My worship keeps me loose and ready to swing. Worst time to come at me is in church, because I'm loose, I'm ready. I'm anointed. Number four. Stretching relieves stress and tension. Stretching promotes relaxation and reduces stress. I almost feel silly preaching this word. You see, even the spiritual get stressed. It's not just your friends who don't attend church. It's not just your coworkers that live a different life or make a different choice than you do. The spiritual gets stressed out as well. We're the most stressed generation that's ever lived. Everybody is stressed because we're under pressure. We're under pressure to get this done and to check this off the list and to make this happen. And life is moving at such a fast clip. And now we don't even know how to relax. We don't even know how to just sit down somewhere. We don't know how to come out of that mode of just constant stress and constant tension. And there are some that get weary in their well-doing. I need to stretch. I need to stretch in the presence of the Lord. Jesus said, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and what I will give you rest. That's why I need to get to church every Sunday, every opportunity I can, because this is my lifeline. Is there anybody else like me that you live all week long and it's like, what in the world? What else could happen this week? What else could possibly happen? I said it the other day on my social media, tomorrow you better behave, because today you were out of control. So I need tomorrow to behave, because I don't want another day like I had today. Tomorrow I'm looking for some relief. I'm looking for some ease in the tension. I'm looking for some relief from the stress. And I start thinking, if I can just get to church, if I can just hold on, if I can just get to Sunday, if I can just get in the presence of the Lord, then I know everything is going to be all right. Paul said, don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, Philippians 4, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, verse 7, the peace of God that transcends all understanding, he will guard. He'll guard your heart and your mind in Jesus. I wonder why people aren't in the aisles stretching right now. Because we need to stretch. Number five, stretching boosts athletic performance. Stretching enhances how efficiently our muscles work. Folks, I am a spiritual athlete. Don't judge me. Some of y'all laughing. The camera adds 10 pounds, so how many cameras we looking through? I'm running a race. I'm running a spiritual race. That's why John said he wanted us to prosper in all things and to be in health just as our soul prospers. Because the real challenge is getting all of this to work at the same time. We are spiritual athletes who are running a race. We got to make sure that we're stretched out. We got to make sure that we are prepared so that we can boost our athletic performance. I love it's a few verses, but 2 Peter 1:5. I encourage you to dig into this week in your devotion time. But he said, "For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge." And to knowledge, add self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness. And to godliness, go ahead and add some mutual affection, and to mutual affection, love. Here's what he says, "For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." Some of that feels like a stretch. Wait a minute. Oh, godliness? You mean this is line upon line and layer upon layer? I'm adding affection. I'm adding perseverance. I'm adding self-control. He said, if you keep adding this in increasing measure, what's going to happen? It's going to increase your spiritual performance. Because when we grow and we mature in Christ, we perform better. Spiritual performance means I serve more boldly. I love more deeply. I walk more purposefully. I'm on a stretch so that I can boost my athletic performance. Here's the sixth. Stretching improves balance and coordination. Stretching improves balance and coordination. Increased flexibility helps prevent falls and improves control. I love this. Balance is important to our spiritual walk. Balance is important. Peter was able to balance on an unstable surface. Somehow Peter was able to walk on the water with Jesus. There is nothing level about life. There is always some sort of broken ground, some sort of trip hazard, some opportunity for me to fall and to break something. And you know, I used to love watching those falling videos, people that would fall. I loved those until I fell. And now people send them to me all the time, like, "Oh, this is you, look." For real, I can barely watch them because I just tense up. I get all cringe. I still got some, you know, over there. I don't look over there very often because I still got some sort of mental hang up remembering the craziness of that season. But stretching improves balance and coordination. I love Jude. "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling." The Lord can keep us from falling. That doesn't mean that I don't play a part. That doesn't mean that I don't have a responsibility in the process. I've got to put one foot in front of the other, and discipline and good counsel and wisdom. You fall and break something like I broke something. I am so careful about where I step these days. It'll make you pay so close attention to where you are walking and what kind of shoe I have on when I'm walking on this slick surface. I have to be so careful. I was traveling for ministry just a few months ago and checked into a hotel late one night and getting in the shower. As soon as my foot touched the shower, I thought, Daryl, you better be careful, because that is slick, slick, slick. I don't know that I got the third slick out of my thought before my feet went above my head, slipped and fell. It was a loud thunder. I'm sure somebody thought, there's an earthquake. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling. Jesus said to the disciples in Luke 17, things that cause people to stumble are bound to come. Life is going to happen. There are going to be opportunities for you to stumble. There's going to be chances for you to fall. There are going to be moments and places and things that are going to vie for your attention. They're going to try to distract you, get you looking over here when you're trying to walk this way. It's really hard to just look over here when you're trying to walk straight ahead, because eventually I'm going to run into something. I'm not going to pay attention to where I am going. And so stretching improves balance and coordination. Here's the last one. I'm closing. The study said that stretching supports better breathing. Stretching supports better breathing. Stretching can expand lung capacity and improves respiratory function. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Stretching. Stretching helps you breathe deeper. You know, every time you go to the doctor, almost the first thing they go, take a deep breath. That's it. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in. Why? Because taking that deep breath, I don't know what all their reasoning is. Dr. Terrence could probably teach me today, but maybe they're trying to calm me. Maybe they sense anxiety. Maybe, I don't know, they're just trying to center me or just get me to relax and be present in the moment. But take a deep breath. Inhale God and exhale all the junk. I want you to take a deep breath, because the deep breath is healing. It's restorative. And hear me, when you stretch your worship, when you breathe, when you stretch in worship, you're breathing in more of the Holy Spirit, and it is healing and it is restorative. You think I'm crazy, but if I had sickness in my body, or if I had a diagnosis, or any of that, I'd try to get to them North Georgia mountains, or get somewhere on a vacation as high and just breathe in that clean air. But you better believe that every time I walk into this house full of his presence, I'll take a deep breath. Why? Because I'm inhaling his healing. I'm inhaling his spirit. I'm breathing in and receiving from the Lord. Someone in this room today needs to stretch. Someone needs to take a deep breath. Inhale him and exhale all of that. It's interesting to me that so many of the Bible words for praise look a lot like stretching. I found one that was yada. Yada means to acknowledge God in public with an extended hand. What are you doing? I'm stretching. I'm yadaing God. I'm worshiping. I'm acknowledging Him in public. I took Jude to the airport. He's gone a couple of weeks and camps and stuff that he serves in Texas and has been. We were in the middle of Atlanta airport. He turns 19 today. My baby turns 19, and I was walking him, trying to hold his hand in the airport. He wouldn't let me hold his hand walking through the airport. But we got to where I couldn't go any further. He was going into security, and that's my boy. I've taught my kids how to navigate airports and pray. We've taught them how to make good decisions, and glad to have my big baby home this Sunday, but tried to teach my kids. But right there in the middle of Atlanta airport, and it was busy, it was wild, there were people everywhere. He said, I love you, Dad. I said, I love you, bud. And just hold on a minute. Started praying right there, praying for God's covering, praying for God's safety, praying for God's protection. Not ashamed. I'm gonna yada, I'm gonna lift my hands in public. I'm gonna stretch. I'm gonna believe God. This is not just a church thing, it's an everywhere thing. He said, you can barak God. That means to praise by kneeling or bowing. When I stretch, when I try to stretch it out, I'm not gonna show off today. I'm just gonna go this far right here. First lady, go back to church, kids, so I can preach like I want to preach. Lord have mercy. I feel like she's judging me over here. She going to re-preach this word to me Sunday afternoon. Did you hear what you said today? You can praise God by kneeling or bowing. Stretch. 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 Todah. Todah is to lift hands in adoration. You ever wake up in the morning and just, what's going on? I'm stretching. Stretching. Stretching in adoration. I love it. He said, you can shabak the Lord. It's a word of praise. It means to address the Lord in a loud tone, to shout. Because stretching supports better breathing. I understand you're quiet. I understand you're not emotional. I understand. I get it. But every now and then, they have these, I don't know, it's just the craziness of our world, but they have these places you can go, you can put on all of the apparatus and you can destroy things. They got old TVs in there and you can pick the hammer you want, the sledgehammer, whatever tool you want to use, and just go in there and let out all of your aggression, let out all of your anger. You can break things, break glass. They'll have an old car in there. You can just go hit the car and just dent the car. That now has grown into scream rooms. This is a true story. You can go into a room, no hammers, no weapons, but you can just scream at the top of your lungs because you're angry, you're upset, you're mad. You just gotta let it out. And I'm sure there's benefits to letting it out, but people that go in the scream room are coming out just the same, just a little more hoarse in their voice. It's all that changed. But when I get in the presence of the Lord, when I get in the presence of the Lord and I lift my voice, when I lift my voice, oh, magnify the Lord with me. When I lift my voice, saying Yeshua, when I lift my voice, I don't know about you, but I feel better. I feel better. David said, somehow with the Lord in my life, I can run through a troop and leap over a wall. He makes my feet like hinds feet. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. I'm agile. I can move. I can see the devil coming and get out of his way. Because I'm stretched out. I'm stretched out. I'm stretched out. Would you stand with me across the room today? Give me just a moment. It's not dismissal yet. Just hold on. Because the Lord is in this room, and I don't want you to miss your moment, and I don't want you to distract anyone else from their moment. Yeshua. Say Yeshua. First Kings 17, I don't have time to preach it, but it's another story for your devotion this week. But the prophet Elijah had established a relationship with the woman of Zarephath. They had been through a provision journey. She had fed him with the last meal she had. Meal as in to bake a cake with, and the last bit of oil. So they had been in relationship, and then there came a day that her boy fell dead. No explanation. Some years after this miracle of provision, and when the prophet Elijah heard about it, he came to a woman of Zarephath's house and said, "Where is he? Where is the boy?" He's up in the room. And the Bible said that he went. I know it sounds crazy, but the Bible said that he stretched out onto the boy, hand to hand, chest to chest, foot stretched out. Because sometimes your miracle is in the stretching. Sometimes your miracle is not going to make sense. I think sometimes God is just checking to see if we're willing to do what he's asking us to do. Are we willing to stretch out? Are we willing to extend ourselves? I'm gonna tell you, the next few weeks of this summer, they ought to be explosive in this room. They ought to be so vertical in worship. Oh, I hope they sing my song. It doesn't matter if they sing my song. Because God is great and greatly to be praised. I'm stretching. Father, I pray today that you would help us stretch. I pray, Lord, that we could improve our flexibility. Maybe our lives have felt out of alignment with your word and with your purpose. And I'm praying, Lord, that today, no chiropractor necessary, just a spiritual adjustment, a spiritual shift in my life. Maybe my thinking got off. Maybe my attitude got off. But today, Lord, today with one touch in your presence, I'm getting back into alignment. My posture is improving. I'm stretched out. People in this room today, Lord, that feel like their life is disconnected from everything that matters and is most important. I want you to connect today, Lord. I want you to reconnect hearts and spirits and wills and visions, minds and spirits. We repent of our sin today, Lord. Our foolish ways, our errant thoughts, our crazy excuses, Lord, we submit, we yield. We kneel, we bow in your presence. We say your name, Lord. We declare your name over our lives. We declare your name over our homes. We declare your name over our church. In Jesus' name, forgive us today. Save us. Make the change and make the difference in our lives. In Jesus' name, I stretch. Amen.